When the U.S. adopted prohibition in 1920, most alcohol production ceased. But when production resumed in the 1930s, it seems some of the old recipes, so to speak, had been lost. This man combines history and a distillery to unlock some unique products. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Brent Gooden's family has been around the bourbon business for many decades. A few years ago, his family began their own distillery called Boundary Oak. Brent draws inspiration from history when thinking about the future of his business.
At one time in Kentucky, we had 2,000 distilleries. And then after Prohibition, there was just maybe just a handful where we can go back and rediscover some of our roots that we had as far as drinks. And so you're getting things like Applejack and even our Kentucky Amber, which was a product that would have been popular after the Civil War.
For instance, Brent says his Kentucky Moonshine product harkens to the mid-19th century.
The distilling process and the grain bills are all identical to what they would have been then. So we try to give people a little taste of what it would have been like then. And I tell you, there's some wonderful products that were just lost to history that I think all these craft distillers are bringing back.
Brent even incorporates the history into the names of his products, finding ties to his area.
We try to put a little history in every product. This summer, we'll have a new product called Lincoln that's coming out because our county is Hardin County. It was the county in which Lincoln was born.
And his Lincoln product truly does have a tie to the Lincoln legacy.
On his original boyhood farm, there is also a Boundary Oak tree, which is probably the most famous Boundary Oak tree in America. And some of those original corks that would be on our very first bottles will be made from some of the last pieces of that tree.
Pieces of that tree had been donated to Brent, and he decided it would be a nice way to incorporate history into his latest product. That has a unique tie to the history of the area, for Brent also pays tribute to a famous general. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Radcliffe, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.